Amen. Thank you, Matt. Let's give these kids a hand. Let's give them a round of applause. As they head back over to the summit, one of the things you know is that sometimes when I'm up here on the front row, I like to just bow my head and listen to you worship the Lord. It's something that really blesses me and really ministers to me before I get up and preach. But what was really cool was when I was doing it today, I could hear all these kids over here worshiping the Lord. And what a blessing, amen? What a blessing that these kids are coming to know who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for them, the plan that he has for their lives. And so, Andrea and all of you counselors, thanks again. Thanks again for taking all these kids. And I tell you something that's really cool. I went and visited one day, and I saw five guys that went to camp with their children. And I saw several moms that went to camp, took a week off, and went to camp so that they could teach their own kids, amen, but also teach other kids about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I was incredibly proud of all of them. And today I want to speak to you about how God works and how God provides. That's what today's about. It's his story of how he works and how he provides, but it's also the story of Grace Bible Fellowship. Rick Lineberger's a longtime friend of mine. He pastors First Baptist Church in Glen Rose. Rick has known me since I was a teenager. I had the privilege several years back, as you may remember, of recommending him to First Baptist Glen Rose when Rick called me and said, "Hey, I'm looking to slow down. I'm looking to get somewhere a little smaller, and I'm looking to slow down a bit." And we were laughing about that last week as we were having lunch together, as he was showing me the new children's wing they were having to build because of the growth that's going on in their church. And he was telling me about the feasibility study that they're having to do to build a new worship center over there in Glen Rose because of all the things God is doing in their church. And as you know, the Lord has just blessed GBF with 20 acres, just about a quarter mile east on Highway 6, headed out towards Iredell. And we're looking at building a new worship center that will seat approximately 500. Don't quote me on that, but that's what we're looking at. We're obviously in preliminary stages. We're looking at building a foyer, a huge foyer, that will double as a fellowship hall, that will have an industrial kitchen attached to it. We're looking at building an awesome children's wing. I mean, an awesome children's wing as well, and possibly adding a youth wing sometime in the future. But before I get too far, I want you to let me share a few things with you about GBF, about who we are. Grace Bible Fellowship got started by three couples who had a vision from God about a non-denominational church in Hyco. And ironically, about the same time, God had planted a similar vision in my heart about starting a non-denominational church. And then I found out a little bit later that there were three senior adult ladies, actually four, but two of them specifically had prayed for over 30 years for a non-denominational church in Hyco, Texas, and praise God, not only did they see it happen, but they got to be part of it before they went to be with the Lord. And those ladies are with the Lord now. But I'd been pastoring another church for 8 years when the Lord spoke to my heart one day. Now people say, "Chris, did he speak to you like you're speaking to me?" No, he spoke to my heart. And he said, "Chris, you've done everything I've asked you to do at this church, but now I have something else for you. And so what I want you to do is I want you to go before your church Sunday morning and I want you to tell them that I've got something else for you. You don't know what it is yet, but you know I've told you that I've got something else for you to do. And I want you to tell them how much you love them, and I want you to tell them what a great journey it's been the last 8 years." And so that's what I did. But before I did that, before I resigned, I said, "Lord, can you do me one favor? Would you mind explaining this to my wife?" And so at that point, I was bringing home the lion's share of the income. My job provided all of the insurance for our family, and we lived in a parsonage. And so we were about to lose much of our income, all of our insurance, and the house we lived in. But by this time in our lives, Andrea and I had stepped out in faith many times before, not like this, but we had stepped out in faith many times before, and what we found out was the bigger the leap of faith we took, the more the Lord blessed us. And I remember I used to say to myself as a brand new believer, I got saved when I was 18 years old, going to church camp after I graduated from high school. And as a brand new believer, I mean, I was brand new, I would say, Irvin, you either really believe this stuff or you don't, but make up your mind. And I would say, Irvin, listen, you're either going to follow Jesus like we just sang about, or you're not. But make up your mind. Which is it going to be? And at that point, one of my life verses became Matthew 6, 33 and 34 in your notes. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, so do not worry about tomorrow. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So when I shared with Andrea what I sensed the Lord was leading me to do, she replied, okay, Chris, I trust your relationship with the Lord. If this what you sense the Lord is leading us to do, then let's do it. And I said, come again. But that's what she said. And one of the things that I began noticing in the Bible was that every time God called someone to follow him, that person had to make major adjustments in their lives to go with God. And we call it stepping out in faith. Put another way, Jesus didn't come to bless my plans. Jesus did not come to bless my program. He came to show me God's plan, and he came to show me and help me understand that I needed to be part of God's program. And that program always requires faith. It always requires that you and I make major adjustments in our life and step out in faith. But I also found something else out. The longer I studied the Word, my parents, as soon as I got saved, bought me a brand new Bible, a living, large print Bible that I still thank the Lord for, because I started reading it. They knew I kind of had eyesight problems already by then, so they bought me a living, large print Bible. But the longer I studied the Word, the more it sank in that people, listen to this, don't miss this, this is critical, the more it sank in that people who come to Christ were bought with a price. They were bought with a price, and their lives are no longer their own. And so I learned early on that my life was no longer my own. And as a bond slave to Jesus Christ, my job was total surrender to him. My job was total surrender to his plan and his program. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, you were bought with a price. You were purchased and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are not your own. You belong to him. So then, honor God and bring glory to God with your life. Which leads us to point number one. The GBF story is and always has been a story of stepping out in faith. That's who we are. Our story from day one has been a story of stepping out in faith. It's been a story of seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And listen to this, don't miss this. This is something we established as four couples in the very beginning. Our job is to step out in faith, to seek God, his kingdom, and his righteousness, and let him be responsible for the results. But Chris, we're not responsible for the results. We're responsible to be faithful to God and walk with him. If you think that you're responsible for the results, you do not understand what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches is that God himself is responsible for the results. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it's impossible to please God. Let me say that again. Without faith, if you're never having to live in faith, if you're never required to step out in faith, you're not pleasing to God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And so we stepped out in faith with three other couples, and that's how GBF got started. Our story from day one has been a story of stepping out in faith. We stepped out in faith when we started GBF because an estimated 80% of all church starts fail. Now, I had the Baptist General Convention calling me at that time saying, "Irvin, we want you to start a church north of Waco, a Baptist church north of Waco, and we're going to fund the whole deal for you. We're going to help you get it started, and we're going to pay for it." And I had to say, "I love you guys, but that's not what God's telling me to do. I got to follow the Lord. I love you, and I appreciate your support, but that's not what God's telling me to do." And so we stepped out in faith, and we started GBF when estimated 80% of all church starts fail. We stepped out in faith, and we started GBF when a lot of people around were saying, "This church won't last 1 year." We stepped out in faith when we started for places to meet. We had no place to meet, and every time God provided. In fact, at one point we were praying for a larger place to meet when the mayor stopped me one day and said, "Would you guys consider renovating this building?" And without having any idea where the money was going to come from, we bought this building. I mean, we signed before we even knew where the money was coming from. And we bought this building and began renovating. And it wasn't long before we realized we need another $30,000 because the roof leaks in about 20 places. We had buckets everywhere. And within a week, God completely provided. Completely provided for the roof. And it wasn't long before we realized we got to knock out a wall. There's too many of us. We got to knock a hole in that wall and put up fake barn doors so we can get more people in here to worship with us. And all this time, God's growing his church. He is growing his church. And then we needed more room for children. That wing, the summit wing, was nothing but a pile of rocks. And we needed more room for the children. And so we finished out the summit wing. But our story has always been a story of stepping out in faith. And if you're a Christian and you're walking with God, that's your story. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to be a people who pleases God, if we want to be a people that pleases God, we must keep stepping out in faith in our individual lives and as a church family. I remember when we first started renovating this building, and a lot of these folks have gone on to be with the Lord. But I remember when we first started renovating this building, I was having my quiet time. And as I go along, you're going to realize that having your quiet time can be dangerous. But I was having my quiet time one morning, and the Lord spoke to my heart again. And he said, "Chris, I want you to take all that money that you and Andrea have been saving up for a house, and I want you to build my house first. Take all that money, give it to GBF that you've saved up for a house. You build my house first, and then I'll take care of you." And ironically, I always dreamed, I don't know why, how cool it'd be to have about 60 acres. And it wasn't long. And I was building a house on 62 acres. God provided. In an amazing way. I don't have time to tell you all the details to the stories. You would be blown away how God provided for Andrea and I. But that's our story, and that's our story at GBF. Listen, I want to tell you something very important that we've always wanted since day one. We've always wanted people to see God at work, not man at work. Because that's how God draws people to himself when they see him at work. People don't need to see man doing anything else. We don't need to see man at work. We don't need to see what man can do. We need to witness what only God can do through a people that are fully surrendered to Him and through a people that are fully committed to Him. Another one of my life verses became 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth so that He may strongly support those whose hearts are completely His." Those are who are completely surrendered to Him. Point number two. Number one, the GBF story is a story of stepping out in faith. Number two, the GBF commitment is a commitment to do it God's way. We've always been committed to watching for where God was working, just like we sang about this morning. And joining Him in what He's doing, listen to this, don't miss this, and not coming up with great ideas of things to do for Him. God doesn't need you and I to do stuff for Him, to come up with, you know, a big circus out in the street to bring people in. He needs you and I to wake up to where He's working and what He's doing and learn to listen to Him and join Him where He's already working, and He will draw people to Himself. God's never going to join our program. We have to join His. And in the same way, God's never going to provide for our program, but He promises that He will provide for His. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 12:8, "You will no longer go your own way as you do now. Everyone doing whatever he thinks is right in his own eyes." And then Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you and will to will and to act according to His good purpose." Put another way, when you're really following God, God gives you the desire and He gives you the incentive to live for Him and His purposes. And it's important for us to understand that God's not looking for perfect people, but He is looking for people who want to learn to love Him. He is looking for people who want to learn what it means to be in a personal relationship with Him. He is looking for people who want to learn to listen to Him and follow Him, for people that will seek Him and then follow through when He speaks to them, follow through with obedience to Him. That's what it means to worship God in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says in John 4:23, "True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such people the Father seeks to be His worshipers." Point number three. Number one, our story has always been and always will be a story of stepping out in faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. We don't get out there and do our own thing. We follow the Lord. Number two, our commitment always has been from day one and always will be a commitment to do it God's way, not man's way. Our commitment is to do it God's way, not man's way. Number three, our passion is a passion to be led by God's word. It's been that way from day one, and it will continue to be that way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Only if you obey can you believe." And you'll find that in 1 John, by the way. Only if you obey can you really believe? Do you know you truly believe? When we started GBF, we made a commitment with one another to do it God's way and according to God's word. And we decided that we would follow God alone. We would follow God alone, not the ways of this world, nor the methods or the programs of man. I was on the phone with a buddy of mine. Many of you know him. He comes to this church when he's in town, and we were laughing about all the experts in the world that are constantly giving us opinions and are constantly giving their advice. The Bible says, listen to this. Listen to what the Bible says. It's in Jeremiah 17 in your notes. This is what the Lord says. "Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans. Cursed are those who put their trust in human reasoning and who rely on human strength. And while you're doing that, by the way, you're turning your heart away from the Lord. When you decide to put all your trust in human reasoning and rely on human strength alone, what we can accomplish on our own, the Bible says you're turning your heart away from the living God. And you will be like a stunted shrub in the desert with no hope for the future. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that grow deep into the water. And such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Amen. So there it is. That's who we are. That's how we roll. That's how we've operated since day one. And the bottom line is this. I recently read this. The common denominator for growing churches is, listen to this, don't miss this. I would even write this down. The common denominator for growing churches is that they're willing to seek God and then they aren't afraid to believe God. Amen? They're willing to seek God and then they're not afraid to believe God. And that's GBF. We've never been afraid to seek God and we've never been afraid to believe God. To step out in faith, and we are willing to step out in faith and follow the God that we claim to believe. Listen, either you believe it or you don't. Either you believe this stuff that we're talking about in here on Sundays and Wednesdays and in our journey groups, or you don't. The way you know you believe is because you step out in faith and you follow God. You see where he's working and you step out in faith and you join him in what he's doing. You step out in faith and you obey God whether you feel like it or not. But our story at GBF is a story of believing and stepping out in faith. Now sometimes, I want to say this in closing. When God plants a vision in our hearts that seems too big, our faith begins to fail. And the reason it begins to fail is because we begin to look at the numbers and we begin to look at the probability. And then we logically conclude, human reasoning, here we go again, that it just doesn't add up and we shrink back in faith. Well, let me tell you something real quick. If GBF had let the statistics or the opinions of others scare us off, GBF would not exist. This church would not exist. And that's one of the reasons we don't operate by a budget. People are always saying, can I see the budget? We don't have one. We operate by prayer and faith. Really? You can operate a church by prayer and faith? Yeah. And it works amazingly well. One gentleman said to me, Pastor Chris, and I love this guy, he's awesome, but he said to me, Pastor Chris, I'm really concerned you guys are not going to be able to pay for all this, to which I replied, we aren't. We believe that God's going to provide. And think about it. This is what I said to him, think about it. If we don't have faith, why are we meeting? If we think we can do it all, why are we playing church? If we think we can make it all happen, why are we showing up? If we're not willing to step out in faith and follow God, then we might as well not come to church, let alone build a new one. Amen. And I've been praying since day one. I started this a long time ago in my prayer journal. God, I pray that you would work in our church in such a way that people would know it had to be you. That we couldn't pull it off. And that's what he did with the land. I wish I could tell you all the details. I can't for the privacy of the people that sold it to us. But if you knew all the details, you'd be blown away. But God did it so we could learn to trust him even more. And so those around us would begin to put their faith in him as well. Amen. God spoke to my heart during my quiet time 3 years ago. And he said, Chris, I'm going to bless GBF with growth, so here's what I want you and Andrea to do. I want you to start putting a certain amount of month in the building fund. And for us, it was a huge amount. And that wasn't easy because I had kids in college, I had kids needing cars, and Andrea and I had just made the decision that we were going to take anything extra we had and we were going to start really trying to build up this retirement deal. And the Lord said, quit worrying about tomorrow. Now, this is just me. I'm not telling y'all to do this. But in my quiet time that morning, the Lord said, I'm going to bless GBF with growth. So I want you to take that amount of money, and I want you to put it in the building fund. And I want you to trust me for the future. And we've been doing that, giving to the building fund for 3 years now, and some of you have done the same. Some of you have been given to the most of you don't even know there is a building fund yet, but some of you have been given monthly to it. Some of you have given large amounts to it, even though we haven't officially announced it that we have a building fund. But today I'm announcing it. Today I'm announcing it, and I'm saying it's open. And one gentleman in our church texted me this a few weeks ago. I love this, and I got his permission to share this with you. He texted me, he said, be bold, Pastor. If you have a kingdom opportunity to invest in, tell us. And I just started laughing. So here it is. If the Lord's leading you to invest in his kingdom in this way, the building fund is open. But here's what I would like all of you to do. I'm not asking all of you to give, but here's what one thing that I am asking all of you to do. We're asking all of you to go home and seek the Lord through prayer, through his word, and start praying that the Lord would provide for his will to be done. That's all we've ever cared about, and that's all we've ever asked of God. Start praying in your own quiet time. Lord, I pray that you would provide for your will to be done for GBF, that you would provide for your perfect will to be done considering a new building, to reach more people and teach more people for his kingdom and his righteousness. Notice again, I'm not asking you to give. But it's time, again, for us to linger at the Lord's table. Now, those of you who have been in the Bible study with me on Wednesday nights, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's time for us to linger at his table. And so we're asking you to join us again for another quiet time. And be sure, the Bible says, and thank God for how he answered our prayers for the last quiet time that we had concerning where he wanted us to be, because he has provided for that completely, 100%. So there's no commitment cards to fill out. There's no building campaign to be part of. There's no committee to serve on. There's no pressure to deal with. And there's no guilt trips to ride on, just prayer and God's word, just you and the Lord. Well, Chris, can you really grow a church on just prayer, faith, and following Jesus? Absolutely. It's the only way. It's the only way you can biblically grow a church, because God does the work and God worries about the results. And if we commit to serving first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added to us, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow. And if during your time with the Lord, he speaks to your heart about you playing a part in growing his kingdom in this way, then respond in faith and take this journey with us. Take this incredible journey with us, a journey that only those who live by faith get to experience, the ride of a lifetime. And if you have any questions about what we're talking about, all you have to do is come and ask me. The people who knew about the building fund came and asked me, and I told them. All you have to do is come and ask me. And if you see people that aren't here that you know, encourage them to get on the website and listen to this message. And the address is in the bulletin. I want to close here with a prayer that I suggest for all of us during this quiet time. It's found in Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Amen. Make me know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. And in memory of some of the precious senior adults who took this journey with us the first time around, of stepping out in faith literally back then daily, this is one of the favorite verses of Scripture that many of them shared with me that still hangs in my kitchen today. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Will you join me in prayer this morning? Heavenly Father, we have had the privilege of being on the ride of a lifetime following you for the last 12 years. And now many others have the opportunity to get on board and be part of this journey. And Father, you've grown us and you've made us more like Jesus by being on this journey together, and we thank you and praise you for that today. And I thank you for the precious saints who joined us in the very beginning to make your vision come true. And I thank you that now they are in heaven and they are experiencing you and experiencing abundant life like never before. Lord, please help your people to understand that we aren't asking anyone to give to this church. We're providing an opportunity for people to join you in building your kingdom through GBF if you are leading them to do so. But that can only come from you and you alone. We don't want anyone to give because of pressure or guilt, but only because they feel you leading them to do so and they can give cheerfully and joyfully. But we're asking everyone involved at GBF to seek you and follow you. And we rejoice in the opportunity and the privilege of joining you in only what you can do to further your kingdom and your name. And may it all be done for your glory. And we thank you for all the blessings of seeing others put their faith in Jesus and follow him in baptism and grow in their relationship with him over the past 12 years. Father, we're about to step out in faith and attempt something that only you can do. And some of us have lost much of our net worth in the past year. But we're about to step out in faith and invest in something that we can never lose. Invest in something that can never be taken away. Step out in faith and invest in eternity. And we consider it an honor. It's an honor to give to Christ's kingdom, who gave his life for us. And it's a privilege to give back to Jesus, who gave up everything for us. Help us to follow in faith and not shrink back in fear. In Jesus' name, amen. Matt, would you lead us in our closing song, please, sir?